Hey, one of my favorite things that we do every time when we gather, at Gather, is to have one of our leaders share their testimony, and tonight is no different. We're going to have one of our new leaders this year named John Grubb share his testimony. So let's give a round of applause for John Grubb.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. My name's John, and while I could tell you a lot about where I came from, it took Jesus to give me a new life to learn about who I am. For most of my life, I was afraid of what people might think of me. I was scared because I believed their opinion of me was what really defined who I was. If I was liked, then I could like myself. If I was disliked, then there was something wrong that needed to be fixed. As my need for affirmation grew, so did my need to manage perceptions. I kept a safe distance from everyone I met until I was sure I could make them like me, that they would accept me. But controlling who I let into my life, oh no, led me straight into isolation. It was so much easier to pretend to be someone else when the only person I had to fool was myself. And I fooled myself for years. I became addicted to escape. I used anything available to give me a moment of distraction from books, movies, video games, and more often, pornography. But nothing really satisfied, and soon the tools that I used to feel good would become so heavy that I just stopped moving completely. I gave up any hope that life could get better. It was then, when I was at my worst, that God chose to show his kindness towards me. He did so by bringing a friend into my life. I started a new job, and with it came new coworkers, one of which was a Christian, but not the say grace at Thanksgiving type of Christian I was accustomed to. This guy not only wanted to know if I believed in God, but also what I thought about him, if I'd ever wondered if he was different than what I'd imagined. I couldn't believe somebody could be that bold. Didn't he know you're not supposed to talk about this at work? Wasn't he worried about what people would say? Something was different about my friend and the way he was living. There was something that he knew that I didn't. I tried hard to ignore what my new friend was asking, but I couldn't shake it. I'd put my faith in Jesus as my savior in middle school, but I hadn't given God much thought in the last decade. Whatever relationship I claimed to have with God was based on guilt, shame, and fear. Those feelings were the last thing I wanted to go back to. After all, I was much worse now than I was when I first asked Jesus to save me from my sins. How could God forgive me now that I was supposed to know better? As I spent time with my friend reading God's word and at his church learning from God's people, I was confronted with the lies I believed about God. While I claimed to have placed my faith in the work of Jesus Christ on the cross as payment for my sins, my attitude and the choices I was making revealed that I didn't believe Jesus was enough. There was a truth I needed to face, the truth of the gospel. Ephesians chapter 2, 4 through 5 states, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love in which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." I had trespassed against a holy and just God. What can a dead man do to save himself? God opened my eyes to see and believe this truth, and now all my hope rests on God being who he is, rich in mercy. And because of the greatness of God's love, not my own, that he sent his son to pay for what I had done. And it's through Christ's sacrifice that I've been saved. And through Christ that I have eternal life in relationship with the Father who has always loved me. God began to change me as he helped me to more fully understand the truth of who he really is. Soon after, I joined Watermark Church. And there I met many people whose lives looked very different than mine. I didn't know what true joy looked like until I met people who trusted God and walked in his ways. I wanted that same joy in my life. I wanted to know what it looked like to trust him and walk in his ways. So I decided to dive in headfirst into regeneration, a biblically based recovery ministry here at Watermark. God used my regen group to help me see my own sin clearly for the first time. Their willingness to be vulnerable allowed me to see how sin can come out differently in others. While my method of control was to keep others away, another brother's method of control was to scare others into submission. While life is too much for me, I escape using pornography. This other brother escaped using drugs. Even though our lives look so different, inside we were all the same. All of us were sinners in need of a savior. For me, it took spending time with people who were following Christ before I could see what God says about himself is true. Being close to others, experiencing our highs and lows together, gave me the opportunity to see that God is faithful through it all. He is not only sovereign over me, but everyone else too. And seeing God at work in others gave me what I needed to let go of my fear of man. It taught me to trust him above everyone else. My life is so different now than it was before, because trusting God, Jesus as my only Savior, and being disciplined to know who God really is has helped me to trust God in my daily life. I had to experience God's goodness to know that he was good. I had to trust him to learn that he is trustworthy. And after I let go of telling God who he is, I could see that he's always been so much more than I could imagine. I still disagree with God often about how my life should go, but it's a joy to know I'm always going to be the one that's wrong. While I once walked with fear of what God would do to me, I now walk in love because of what he's done for me. Many of you might feel nervous. I myself snuck out of gather through the side door the first time I was here. But there is one encouragement that I want to offer you. That is, knowing God is worth the awkwardness. Come and see what the Lord has done in our lives. Come and see what he's willing to do in yours.